Hello, entrepreneurs. My name is Bimal, and today I'm so proud to launch the first episode of the Chief Exponential Officer podcast. So this podcast channel is meant to transform entrepreneurs into chief exponential officers and help you on an exponential growth. This furthers my mission in making pioneers out of entrepreneurs. And today also, you know, we have on this podcast series with CEO of Logitox, Driss, who's taken his company to a whole exponential level and opened up open access for speakers and many other places to speak and summit. So today we're going to show you how exponential growth works and how the CXO channel can benefit you. And my whole mission is making pioneers out of entrepreneurs, helping them achieve their three-year goal in 1 year. I wrote a 13-book series, Become a Pioneer, and helping you achieve your three-year goal in 1 year that's tied to your 25-year vision and taking 90-day leaps and weekly sprints. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Driss, and I'll tell you a little bit story about myself. My name is Bimal. So I came to this country with nothing, zero, empty pockets, you know, worked five jobs to pay my own out-of-state tuition. And then when I graduated, I had 20 grand in savings. So at that time, you know, every financial company, you know, banks, insurance companies, they were all puzzled, you know, how can a student come in with nothing and graduate with a positive cash flow? And that's why they were after me in the financial industry. And that's where I started my business. I decided not to work for anyone, but start in business. And I've been helping entrepreneurs thrive ever since 1997. And I built this whole system, a four-leap system, 90-day leaps, in helping you achieve your three-year goal in 1 year. And we're also giving away books and all these other resources, many other resources for free, for you to help scale your business to the next level. So Driss, who's on here with us, you want to share a little bit about yourself and tell your story?
Thanks, Bimal, for having me, and you know, thanks everyone for joining. So yes, my name is Driss Inene. I would say I came to the US, I think, while after you, Bimal. I landed in 2011, and you know, like, to do my studies there. So I did my PhD, and then I went, you know, to work as researcher first, you know, at Stanford for about 5 years, then as consultant for many outfits in DC. So thanks for having me, and this would be a great discussion with you, Bimal.
Awesome. So let's start the discussion on the chief exponential officer. You know, so for me, the chief exponential officer, you know, is something that focuses on exponential growth. And today I believe that, you know, most businesses need, and the whole purpose of me finding this whole channel and, you know, making sure that, you know, people grow on an exponential basis is the purpose of, you know, exponential growth. So the reason for the title, the Chief Exponential Officer, is that you take exponential growth seriously. Instead of growing linear, which is 10%, 20%, which is like inflation growth, you grow, you know, two times, five times, 10 times in a year. And how can you scale that? And when you think big, you grow rich. You know, we know that we have heard the famous book, Think and Grow Rich, Think Big and Grow Rich, from Napoleon Hill. And it's a great, and I believe everybody should be thinking big. So what are your thoughts, Driss, and what questions you have for me?
No, I think that's a very solid subject, you know, Bimal, to start this discussion. So I think let's get, you know, the audience into this. So let's talk a little bit about the why. I think you touched a little bit on it, but let's talk about the why, the what, and the how. So maybe, you know, we start with a straight question. What is the CXO, and why should any entrepreneur aim to become the CXO, and how do they become one? So just based on your experience and, you know, the work you do.
So what is a CXO? The CXO is, instead of you being the CEO of your company, you are CXO, meaning you're taking the company to achieve exponential growth. Now, the reason, the purpose behind it, the why, is 85% of the businesses fail even after 15 years in the business. probably if you read the news yesterday, Bed Bath and Beyond, you know, is closing down all its stores. So wonder why do people and such big companies and businesses fail? You know, what happened? And that is reason because they don't have a business structure, a business model that focuses on long-term sustainable growth. When you become the CXO, you know, you focus on long-term sustainable growth where you clean up the mess that's in front of you. And that is the purpose behind you. And the how is, you know, my whole system, the four-leap system that I've built, which is, you know, four structured leaps of 90-day leaps where you can follow this every single year and every single quarter. With every single sprint, every single week, you can follow this system and structure and take exponential leaps in your business. You know, I have a fitness test, so people who can scan the QR code, they will be able to download a fitness test for their business and see how fit they are. For example, if you wanted to leap dress wherever you're standing, how far can you jump? Can you jump far?
It depends where I am.
Let's say wherever you're sitting, if you were to stand up, you know, you wouldn't be able to jump too far, right?
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to jump high. So that's one of the biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make when they want to leap. They think that they can leap standing up. You can't leap standing up. You have to run back 20 to 30 feet. You have to be fit enough to make that run to jump far, and you need a leverage to jump high. So that is how a leap is structured, you know. So in business also, there are 12 core functions of business. And that's why the chief exponential officer, you know, focuses, you know, the system we build, you know, we help you focus on these 12 core functions. When you say to God, you know, I want to be an entrepreneur, God says, great, here are your responsibilities, whether you like it or not. And you have to focus on all those 12 core responsibilities of the business.
Sure. No, that's great, Bimal. So, you know, I felt, you know, that there are some obstacles, you know, that I think any entrepreneur may have. So what are the biggest mindset obstacles to becoming a CXO based on your experience?
So the first big obstacle that most entrepreneurs I have seen and in my experience of working with them is the simplest of all is I can't do it. It's not possible. And you know, you have to think beyond that. You have to think that everything is possible and there's no harm in trying the impossible. And I'll tell you a quick story and quick example. You know, so I had a company, one of my first companies that I was coaching, it was a lanyard. They made lanyards and they were stuck at right about $2 million in revenues and, you know, $500,000 gross every quarter. So we said, we could double your sales in the first 90 days. And he didn't believe me. He said, that's impossible. We can never done it. We've been stuck at this, you know, for almost like 5, 6 years. How do you believe that we'll get and literally leap in the first 90 days? So I did a whole detailed, in-depth dive study of the business and realized that there were, you know, four core issues: communication, product launches, culture, and structure. So we structure on the whole employees and the hiring and all of that. So we built all these four areas, and you know, we had picture day on Amazon. What sells is pictures, reviews, and descriptions. You got these three things down to a T, you can launch products onto Amazon all day long. So that's what we did. We had one astronaut in the company whose job was just to do product launches. At the end of 90 days, we hit $1.1 million, which was never hit in, you know, 20 years. And then we all celebrated in Margaritaville Hollywood Resort. So that I believe is the biggest obstacle. Number one is I can't do it. Number two is structure. So many people, you know, when businesses want to do, when they want to leap, they don't have structure. They don't have the systems in place. They don't have the process in place. Everything should run like a system. If you don't have a system, it won't work. If you're haphazard and if you're trying everything and say, let's you know, throw everything in the wall and see what sticks. That's one of the things many, many, many marketers and many marketing companies and many companies even try to do. So, you know, that is also very key, that everything needs to have a system. And then the third is people, that you need to have the right people in the right seats, giving the right investments for the right results. So if you go down that path first, do I have the right people? And many people try to do it all by themselves. You know, you can't do everything by yourself. And people say, you know, I'm by myself, I'm a solopreneur, how am I going to hire people? I don't have money to hire people. We live in a world where we are interconnected, where we can work with somebody overseas. And like, you're in Morocco, I'm in US, so we are far apart, but we are on here together. We can connect people all over the world and work together.
Sure.
So today we live in an environment where everything is possible. You don't have to have people right where you live or in your office. You can have
absolutely.
Them. So that's the key. You know, that is the key. And the fourth most important pillar is finance. If you don't keep an eye on your money on a daily basis, the money is going to eat your life. So that's,
yeah. No, that's great. Great. So let's go, you know, you mentioned a little bit the 90 days, the four leap. So what's the fastest way, you know, with all these challenges, what's the fastest way to become CXO?
The fastest way, the first is, you know, you have to have a goal and a planning. Nothing can happen without a blueprint. So if you just want to go without a structure, without a plan, so you need to have a written plan, which is why what I say, you know, take your 20, my first book that I wrote, the 25-year vision, the 3-year goal, the 5-year moonshot, and the 1-year blueprint. So all of these need to be integrated. And once you have that 1-year blueprint, then you take that 1-year blueprint and, you know, break it down into 90-day leaps. And then you convert those 90-day leaps into weekly sprints and those weekly sprints into daily results, which is book number 8. You know, that's the reason for this whole 13-book series. What I believe is going deep. The success happens when you go deep. And I would say when people go shallow in their business. 99% of the time, if you go deep in your business, the solution to growing your business is inside your business. It's not outside. Many entrepreneurs think, oh, the economy is bad. The things are happening. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. You don't need to know what's going to happen in the future. You need to know what's going to happen in your future, in your business. And that's where you dig deep in your business. So if you dig deep, you'd be able to, you know, scale exponentially. And that's what I would say. Initially, take the time. You know, there's a saying in Navy SEALs, this is how they work. They first glow extremely slow in slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
They practice every move in Navy SEALs. They practice every single to 1/10 of a second. You know, they have this down to a T. Then they go steady and then they go fast. So if you want to go to warp speed in your business, you need to go slow, steady, fast, and warp. If you try to go straight to warp, I need to run, you know, you'll fall and you'll you will run into dangers, and then you will go several steps behind. So that's mm-hmm. where you go deep first, understand your business.
Look, myself, I'm so excited, you know, to see what's and to read, you know, the 13 books you wrote. But so let's go back to the 90-day leaps. What's your secret sauce there? And if you can take, you know, a couple of minutes to tell us about the four leap system.
So the four leap system, the first of all, you know, the reality is there is no secret, you know, to the business. It is doing the things that you need to get done and working and doing it, you know. And I have a simple philosophy, not do what you love, but love what you do. And if you love what you do, you will love everything what you do. Because there's so many things that you need to do in business that you may not like, but it's part of the territory. It comes with the territory and you accept it and move on. So the 90-day leaps, the four leap, the first leap is the foundation and the structure. This is where I see most businesses lack. And even big companies, one of the reasons they fail is they lack in the structure on one of these 12 functions. There are 12 functions in business, whether you like it or not. These are the 12 core functions. And if you don't, if you have gaps in one of these functions, so this is where the foundation and structure, like wherever you're sitting, if you look at the ceiling above you, there might be a crack in the ceiling, but you don't see it, right? you're it's not visible. So there are hidden cracks in your business that you need to foresee and you need to fix it. So that's the first leap, which is the foundation and structural leap, which is the quantum leap. The second leap is the flow, where you know we take everything and we get everything in the flow where it's 500 to 800% productivity and output. And the third leap is the self-managing leap, where you see that everything is happening like the clockwork on its own. And the fourth is the rinse and repeat leap, where we take everything and you can just follow through every single 90 days.
Sure. You know, all the books, you know, you've written, you know, I work, as you know, I work on sustainability a lot. And one book, number nine, on sustainable systems. So that, you know, got my attention. So can you tell us a little bit about that book and, you know, what do you mean by sustainable systems?
So I believe in sustainable. Anything you do cannot be temporary. It has to be something that not only just continues today, but can continue tomorrow, 5 years from today, 10 years from today, 20 years from today. And it's a structure. So that's what I wrote the book about, is building systems. Because, you know, in system, many people confuse systems with technology systems. System is not just technology. System is a process, is a structure, is people, is finance, is market. You should have a process, a structure, a flow, a system for everything. It could be something that you design on a piece of paper. It could be something on how everything flows. It could be, you know, an idea that you want to come to an execution. So all of this is system. So when I talk about sustainable systems, I talk about technology and all the other systems that you need to build in your business and providing a path to build a sustainable system, build a structure that, you know, you can even 3 years, 5 years from today. And that's why the 13 book series, it's not a book series to just give information or insight. It's a book series to leave behind a system where you can go back to this book series every single year and start at book one and start and make every year a great year in your business and follow through. So it's a system by itself. It's a whole structure by itself, because you write in the book and the book series actually becomes your book. You know, there's so many questions and content and video that's in it as well. And I'm giving away, you know, $100 gift card for the books as well today with it as well. So people can buy the books, and my audio books are free right now for 30 days.
Awesome. I know that you are very generous, and I think that's a very generous gift to the audience. No, that was great, Bimal. Great story. You know, can't wait myself to get into those books.
And you know, so, I have a few questions for you, Driss. So
sure.
One that, you know, I have seen Logitalks and, you know, grow on an exponential growth, and you, and I love the fact that you've done open access, because a lot of companies, they charge for speakers to come in, you know, they want to get money and from them as sponsors and people who have ideas. So like, you know, if I want to share my insights with the world and the audience, you know, I have to pay, you know, thousands of dollars or a lot of money to come and share my insights. Whereas you've done is open access. You know, you built an open access platform where people from all over the world can join, connect, and learn. And that is so powerful. And you have taken it to such a high level where you have like 15, 20 different summits that are coming up that people can join online and learn. So can you tell me, you know, what prompted that, and how do you build this model? And it's a good model that you built online.
No, thanks, Bimal. And thanks first, you know, for being, you know, one of our members, and we do have a very growing community right now. You know, look, Logitalks, it came, you know, as a result of, let's say, my professional experience. You know, as I said earlier, so the fact that I did research, you know, in Minnesota, the University of Minnesota at Stanford, and doing consultancies, you know, around the globe for various groups, from the World Bank to, you know, to other, you know, to other big corporations. You know, I realized that, you know, as professionals, we pay a lot of money, you know, to be visible and to get our knowledge out there. And it goes in both ways. You know, the knowledge seekers and the knowledge providers, you know, they pay and they pay a lot of money, and they pay a lot of time and a lot of effort. And you know, there is that problem of you know, like knowledge acquisition and knowledge sharing. And you know, the idea of having larger talks, you know, was what I would say starts around 2011 when I was at Stanford, and they was traveling the world, you know, like to present what we were working on at that time. And you know, I think the fact that I had to change jobs and they had to be here and there, you know, time and the resources were not available to, you know, work on the project, on the idea. So until just before COVID, you know, hit, and they foresaw that there would be, you know, so many conferences. And I also kind of saw that, you know, the COVID is going to be just like temporary. So we had to build something for after COVID. And I think with the challenges and the problems we faced, you know, throughout my professional career, you know, just made it clear that it has to be open access, it has to be self-serve, and it has to be also verticalized. So we don't want to be just like one platform for one vertical. And I think with the challenges that we're seeing on various social medias, just push us to think about, you know, like the verticalization of professional platforms. And, you know, it has to be open access, self-serve. We don't want any middlemen between the knowledge providers and the knowledge seekers. So that's the concept, and that's how we came up with it, Bimal.
That's great. And you know, the idea of no middlemen, that is so powerful. Actually, I'll share a quick story. Everybody knows Elon Musk. And, you know, when he tried to launch Teslas, you know, he also didn't want any middlemen. You know, he didn't want to deal with the dealers because, you know, the dealers, you know, the way the whole system works, if you think about the entire automobile industry, you know, the entire automobile industry goes to the dealers to the sell cars, and the dealers control, you know, a lot of things on what happens with sales in the automobile industry. So he went straight to consumer through having, you know, locations in malls first, you know, the first launch. And he went and he sold Teslas more than anyone else. And that is a powerful structure that, you know, once you build a model that is in the best benefit for the consumer, it scales. So I would say the secret to exponential growth is, you know, is looking out for the biggest and the best ideal benefit for your ideal customer. If you can provide the highest value benefit for your customer and provide the best resource to your customer, there is no telling how far and how fast you can scale. Would you agree? Yep.
I agree. Definitely. I think in this understanding the needs and being close to your partners, you know, they are not just customers or clients. They are really partners, because, you know, each member is one step, you know, to help us move forward. So so I definitely agree with you, Bimal, on that one. You know,
yeah.
And that's what we are trying to do. You know, we are not allowing any middlemen between, you know, between the profession, among the professionals, because, you know, we are all have something to sell or to provide, and we are all needing something. Are all needing something, you know, like to acquire, and we don't need. I think with larger talks, when it comes to knowledge, we allow members to connect among each other without any, you know, dealership, as you say.
All right. So I believe you've given us a topic for our next episode, that is middlemen. So that's what we're going to talk about, is how to eliminate the middlemen, you know, that we all have to deal with in so many, because I believe in every business, you know, that's one of the obstacles that people run into. It's dealing with, you know, middlemen everywhere. For example, you know, even if you want to get to your, if you're dealing with specific companies or insurance companies or banks or, you know, whoever you're working with, you have a lot of middlemen that you have to go through, or hoops that you have to go through, you know, when you have to, you know, get your funds or get any. And I mean, every business, you know, has middlemen that they have to jump through. So that's one of the things we'll discuss in our next episode. You know, when we talk about, what do you think about that as a topic for our next episode?
No, I think that would be a very good talk, and I think it would be a rich discussion again.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much, Driz, for having me here. And, you know, thank you, entrepreneurs. Thank you, audience, for listening in. We're going to have the giveaways for the books, the Amazon books, the audio books are for free. And if you scan the QR code here, you will get access to lots of free tools and resources. And without further ado, well, let's talk again in our next episode. Thank you all for listening. Have a great day and make it a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.